Blog Talk Radio.
I'm giving you a new assignment, and the new assignment is to help people to really understand and to know how good I have been to them. If they tell them I haven't just done a few things for them between the 24-hour period, last night to the night, I tell them, he said, and show them that I have done thousands, not hundreds, not tens, but thousands of things for them. And he pointed them out to me. He hadn't quite finished with it yet. But I did begin to see what I've been telling people. And you let your heart beat over 1,000 times last night to tonight, in the day and night, over 1,000. Maybe probably 2,000 or 3,000. I don't know exactly, but it has been over 1,000 times. And so they let you breathe over 1,000 times. And that's a couple of thousand. He said he's done thousands of things for you. People have taken at least 4 and 5 and some people 10,000 steps a day. If you had a pedometer, you would know that he's been boundlessly good to you. And I'm going to study, you know, the things that study, the things that happen in your stomach. There are a lot of things that happen in the digestive tract. And that you don't even realize. A lot of things that happen in the eyes every time they blink. And things that are happening that you don't even realize every time they focus. A lot of things happen in your ears that allow you to hear. And we don't even realize, oh my God. And when God gets to with all those things, God says there are thousands of things, not hundreds, but thousands of things that he does for us. And for these things, we are thanking. It's not, and I think he's showing us that when we realize how many thousands of things that he's done for us, it's not so silly to thank him 1,000 times. You don't even scratch the surface of how much he's done for you. If you offer one thank you, just one, for everything that he's done for you, you wouldn't even reach it with 1,000 thank yous. Oh, my God, that's enough to make anybody get up who's in love with Jesus and run and thank him for his goodness. Let me tell you, he's been powerfully good to you. And so that's why we come tonight and each night to offer up thanks to the Lord for what he's done, to give him 1,000 thank yous, at least or more. And when we combine what they're doing in Africa, India, Asia, see, they thank him more than we do in America. We have that childlike faith to believe for everything true. Well, I wish you could hear them going to town thanking God, all in India, all in Africa, all in Brazil, all in Haiti, and so many other nations, even the Englishmen and women thanking so much. In Russia, in Germany, in France, all over the world, Sweden, Afghanistan, Jerusalem. People have such a joy in thanking the Lord, and they realize his goodness. The things that I'm bringing out to them, that's just gravy on top of what they already have. But we here in America, God wants us to know that he's done thousands of things for us, let alone just a few. For that, we give him thank yous. We give him praise. Let me pray, and then I'm going to lead you into thanking the Lord here tonight. We thank him at least 1,000 times. I'll be in that praying and thanking for the first time 1,000 times. I realize that it only took me 15, no more than 20 minutes. So get ready to join us as we pray, and then we'll go to thank you and praise you 1,000 times. Is that But the world all over that are listening right now, over 100 million different listeners, and yeah, they're going to take it. Amen. It's kind of like, if you don't go, I'm going. Amen. But they're thinking all over the world, and that will bring about at least 3 or 4, maybe 5 or 10 billion praises going up to the Lord tonight. Heavenly Father, we are so happy. Happy, Lord, to just explain your name. We're happy to give you the glory and all the praise and adoration. There is nobody in this entire world like you. Oh, you can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. No wonder people praise you all over the world. Thank you for what you've done and for what you want to do. Anything that was not created and by us, well, on our mind. We give the world all mission that we should have done that we didn't. We're trying, Lord. We ask that you would give us the health and strength, grace and mercy, Lord, to do what you want us to do. Thank you for the new assignment, personally from me, Lord. I'm thanking you this night for that new assignment. Let people see how good you've been. You've done thousands of things for us, not just a few, not hundreds, but thousands. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray for every person who's going through a storm right now. I know how much they need you. Many times I've been through storms, and I know how much it means when you come to in a storm. Those who are going to dark rooms and dark nights and have had the phone to be late in the midnight hour and didn't know which way to turn. Some people are facing trials and tribulations like I cannot describe to you. Oh, some people have been weeping all night long. They have their back against the wall and don't know how they're going to make it. But I know, Lord, you are our hero. You are our role model. You come through when nobody else thinks that you can come through. You fix things when nobody else thinks you can fix it. And I want to thank you for how you came through for me and for Dr. Betty and for Amazing Grace this last weekend. And Lord, nobody knew but you. Oh, God, we were facing some trials. Oh, God, but you didn't leave our side. You stood there all the time and all the way. Thank you, Lord. I'm asking you to bless these precious people on this prayer line. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Give grace and give mercy. Dispatch your angels, Lord, to fight for the people. You never lost a battle. You have never lost a battle. God, all we have to do is leave it in your hands, and you will fix the problem for us. Thank you for fixing so many problems. We rely on you. And now, Lord, we come to give you glory and to give you praise. We're aware that, Jesus, you said, if we ask anything, in your name we would do it, that the Father may be glorified. And so all the requests that we ask tonight would be done in your name, that the Father may be glorified. And all the praise that we give tonight will be in your name, Jesus, that the Father may be glorified. Thank you again and again and again. Lord, we receive some prayer requests here. I pray that you hear these prayer requests and receive the praise of 1,000 thank you in advance to exercise and to exemplify our faith unto you, Lord. And we believe you more than anything. Yes, God, you can do it. And we believe you. Even before we get any results, we're saying thank you. Because we just believe you. In Jesus' name we pray and give you glory. Amen and amen. I want those who have any prayer requests, please don't hesitate to give them tonight. I'm going to sing them. I'm going to jot them down, and then we're going to pray for you and ask. And then we're going to ask God to bless you. And then we'll present all of these praises unto God. That's what I'm going to say. All these praises. We're going to thank him in the name of Jesus at least 1,000 times. The line is open to you. I'm going to put our family on there. Amen. May God will help us and bless us. And may the angels be all in us. Let me just ask God to help our granddaughter Bria. She went into her training again today. I think, yeah, I don't want to thank God for her. Anybody else on the prayer line and have a prayer request? Let them come forth now. Amen. The line's open to you.
Thank you.
Are you on?
This is Evangelist Mother Wilson. I'm requesting, I have an unspoken request prayer for myself and my family, and also for the Brown family that live across the street from me. I'm requesting prayer to be praying for her that the Lord will deliver her from the stroke that she's had. She's brought her back from death's door some years ago, but the feeling is beginning to come back in her leg, and I'm requesting prayer for Melanie Brown and her husband.
All right, I'm going to pray for her tonight, and I want you to stand in proxy for her. Do you ever go over there to pray with her?
I did before my legs went down on me, but the Lord has given me to go back as soon as my legs and get some strength, and I know her legs and rub them real good, and I know them with oil and put some warm towels on them.
That's it. And then take a little water, of the blessed water, and let her drink that. And when that goes through her system, I believe it's going to touch something inside that causes her legs to move and that stroke to disappear. Listen to me real well. Follow me as I give you the instructions. And take that oil of the anointing and let her drink from it in the name of Jesus. The man who had leprosy, he followed the prophet of what he said. And it didn't look like it was going to happen because he only dipped in the Jordan 3 or 4 times. He thought nothing was going to happen. But he didn't follow the prophet to the letter yet. It wasn't until he went down the 7th time that the prophecy came to pass. You have to follow what the man of God says to the letter. I'm giving people prophecies and told them to bring their offering. And when they bring it, say, I'm healed by the wound in his side when you throw it in the offering basket. And they came down and just threw their money in the offering basket. And they didn't say it. They didn't follow the letter. They didn't follow what the prophet said to the letter. And nothing happened. But the one who came down and threw the money into the offering tray with thanksgiving, praising God, and said, I'm healed by the wound in his side, got a miracle from God. So you have to follow it to the letter. Half the letter will not do it. So I want you to stand in proxy for this woman when I pray. And when I give you the instructions, please follow them to the letter. Amen.
I'm going to write it down so I have it down plain.
All right. God bless you. All right. Anyone else with a prayer request? It's open to you.
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
Jolene Burnett, unspoken. And then asking the Lord to heal Sister Riley.
Sister Riley. Yeah. Would it be too personal to tell me what's wrong with her?
She didn't really say, Dr. Johnson. I was just requesting healing prayer for her.
I didn't understand. She asked what?
She really didn't make a statement of it. I was just requesting healing prayer.
Okay. Well, God can do that. He can do food and everything. All right, anyone else with a prayer request? God bless all of you on the prayer line.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Hi, this is Sheila Brown, and I have a prayer request, and it's really burning. Last night, Chief Benoit Johnson, you were talking about that we were praying about what you want done at Amazing Grace is not something ordinary, just something extraordinary that God would just blow our minds. I think of the man in the Bible that built temple for the Lord. My prayer request, and it's been in my heart for a while, my prayer request is that the Lord does exceedingly and abundantly on whatever he wants to do with Amazing Grace, because you was obedient. You follow his instructions on leading us and to praise him 1,000 times, and that means so much to me. And my request is just the Lord just blow you and your wife, just blow y'all away on just something built from the ground up, like you said, not just renovation. I'm talking about for your obedience. So he just blow you completely away. That's my prayer request.
My God, my God. I'm going to need you just from Job 22:10, I've been there for a few days. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. He declared on the line that I was your friend. And you just uttered something that the latter part of that 42, Job 22:10, you will experience. It says, also the Lord gave Sheila Brown. Let me put your name in there. And the Lord turned the captivity. Whatever has held you captive, bills, problems with your son, your daughter, all kind of problems that you can have, people not liking you, whatever it is. And the Lord turned your captivity of Sheila Brown. When she prayed for Dr. Bernard Johnson, Amazing Grace, Dr. Betty Johnson, her friends.
Yeah.
Also, the Lord gave Sheila Brown twice as much as she had before. All you need to do is say, I believe that and I receive it.
And I believe that and I receive that. Jesus' name.
That's good. Heavenly Father, thank you for this. All these prayer requests. I pray for Bria, first of all.
Yes.
That he would touch her body.
Touch
her. And if he goes back into further training, that he would make her bones strong, her body strong, her mind strong. Protect her there in the Marines. Amen. Let nothing happen to her.
And
keep her safe and sound.
Yes.
With the angels. I pray, Lord, something unusual. Would you just dispatch at least a couple of strong angels to protect that young woman?
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Look on our grandchildren. Look on Dr. Ben Johnson and Lanitra and Raphael. Protect our family, Lord, and put angels around us.
Yes.
And to be protected by your grace and your mercy and your angels. The ones that defeat Satan in heaven. We need some of those kind of angels, Lord. And I'm praying also, as I'm praying for my friends on the line here. Ambassador Mother Wilson. Oh God, I'm praying that you would bountifully help her. Let those legs operate because of the Holy Ghost on them. Mother Wilson, did you hear that?
Yes.
I'd have you to pray that the Holy Ghost would be on your legs. Mother Wilson. And the Holy Ghost be on your legs. In the name of He along God and Jesus, the Bible says in John, the first chapter, that they made everything. The Holy Ghost be on your legs. In the name of Jesus, healing your legs. When you walk, just I want you to say, walk, Holy Ghost. Walk, Holy Ghost. Amen. Be on your legs. God, thank you for it. see. From the Brown's family. And, oh, my God, that whoever that is in the Brown family that had that stroke hit the ground, I think. God, really did that. I bind that and curse that stroke from the very lips. I want that you send life into any stroke side of her. And she restore in her physical body. I know the devil's jealous of you, God. Doesn't want you to restore anybody because you get so much glory out of it.
Thank you.
Lord, this is asked for the glory of God that you restore that precious lady.
Restore.
Mother Wilson, in the name of Jesus, lift your hands up. Remember the other day how God must have let his power get in her accent.
Okay.
The accent was in the water, and God let it raise to the top, rise to the top of the water. When the iron is supposed to be on the bottom, iron was standing on top of the water. That means that God must have got in that axe head, and let it have enough buoyancy, and the buoyancy got in the water so that the axe head floated. That means that if God could get in an inanimate object, he certainly, and if he can get in even animals like a rooster and throw on Peter, if he can get into a jackass and let it talk back to the prophet, he certainly can get in your hands. Do you believe that? Answer yes or no.
Yes.
I heard you. All right.
Hallelujah.
Father, you heard her correspondence to this. She said yes, sir.
Yes.
She believes that. Get in her hands right now. They're lifted. And let the anointing be there. And leave this anointing, especially for this woman. And she lays her hands on this woman's body. Wherever, Lord, let the anointing flow in there. And let the stroke be, because the anointing is taking over, because that woman's body is the home of the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're doing something right now. Yeah, maybe before she can get there. You're doing something unusual at this point. And then it's 9:24 at night. Thank you, because you did something for Paul and Silas at midnight. Yeah, they prayed at midnight. You dispatched an angel at midnight. The angel made it to the jail cell at midnight, and the jail cell fell open at midnight. God, it's 9:24. You can do something right now. You can dispatch a human angel from heaven right now. You can make it there to the ground family and touch that woman right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Request for Crystal Rogers.
Thank you. Yes, I received it, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. God bless all of you.
Thank you.
For a moment, I thought we were going to do it for 15 minutes, but God said, let you do it in your homes. It's 9:30 now. I want to open up the line. Don't forget, do this in your homes. You in your prayer closet. Thank him 1,000 times. Thank him at least 15, maybe 20 minutes. That'll obey the instructions from the Lord to the letter. Amen. It's not 6 times you do it, but 7 times. It's not thanking him for 1 minute. No, it's thanking him between 15 and 20 minutes constantly that you will do it. And see the miracle happen to you in Jesus' name. I'm open the line up for anybody who wants to give a word of encouragement or a word from the Lord, or you have a praise report as we close here tonight. The line is open to you, anybody.
Good evening. Pastor Pfeiffer, just want to thank God for the praises that went up tonight on the youth prayer line and for all those that joined in, and we just gave God the praise and we humble ourselves before him and just worship him. And we're thanking God for the blessings and the praises that went up tonight on the prayer line. And we have one sister on there that said she was calling from Tennessee and that she listens all the time, and she really was blessed by the youth prayer line. So God bless you, Chief Ambassador, for allowing the youth to have that time to praise God and lift him up. God bless you. Chief, are you there? God bless you. I don't know if I think he's maybe on the blog line, but someone else have a praise report until he returns.
Yes, I did. 314 Ambassador Leg Jones. This is
God bless
calling from St. Louis. And my praise report is